Material gains bring us real happiness. Achieving happiness through material prosperity is the first and most popular goal of life mentioned in the Vedic scriptures. By acquiring wealth and fame or pandering to sensual pleasure, we strive to enjoy our lives in this world of physical experience. Anyone in this world can acquire all kinds of temporary material pleasures if one's ambition is sufficiently intense. Parts of the Vedic scriptures clearly outline this process. These specific passages are compared to a wish-fulfilling tree that can actualize all of our desires, as they deal exclusively with assisting those persons inclined towards achieving material objectives. Every variety of material pleasure that we could possibly strive to obtain is described, including pleasures found in the higher planets as well. Some call the higher planets heaven, because in some ways they appear to be similar. However, the scriptures indicate that even these planets are not eternal, and the souls there must eventually return to this planet Earth. Many in this world who have not been fortunate enough to hear about higher spiritual goals naturally seek the gross pleasures of the body and basic sensual gratification, or they seek subtle pleasures of the mind and intellect. This material world is designed to facilitate such enjoyment through the material senses of the mind, eyes, tongue, ears, belly, and genitals. The minds of most people in the world today are occupied with the pursuit of flickering temporary pleasures. But what is the level of success achieved by anyone? Do we know anyone who is happy all the time? Sometimes people are so oppressed by material miseries that they can only think of meeting basic survival needs, such as food, clothing, and shelter. Yet they can still experience some happiness upon obtaining a loaf of bread. A wealthy person may experience the same degree of happiness by purchasing a new yacht. Both rich and poor alike enjoy the same movies or television shows. Ultimately, the purpose of someone who is wealthy is not greater than that of someone who is poor. Unfortunately, in whichever situation we find ourselves in life, we want to increase our happiness. We are very seldom satisfied simply with the way things are. The reason is that, fundamentally, we can never fully satisfy the material mind, body, and senses, as they are not eternal and will perish sooner or later. The soul is our real identity. It is eternal and is prompting us to go deeper within ourselves to connect with our higher spiritual natures. Only in this realm may we find real happiness.